Hi, this is James Devine, and I am an educator who has come out of the trenches. Listen in as my friend and colleague Dana Goodyear shares stories and tips from other educators who have come out of the trenches.
Welcome to the Out of the Trenches podcast. This is Dana Goodyear. Thanks for listening. My next guest is Robert Breyer. He made the transition from classroom teacher to school administrator and is currently a principal. He made a promise to himself and the teachers, students, and parents with whom he would interact on a daily basis that he would go beyond the desk and become an active school leader who would engage with the school community both inside and outside of the building. To accomplish that, he drew upon his pre-service experience in leading teams in the private sector and his principal preparation program with the Sandhills Leadership Academy. Both of these experiences helped to shape his philosophy that leading and managing are two completely different mentalities, and that for him, he would choose to be a transformative leader who works alongside his staff to implement positive change. Robert continues to lead as a proud principal of Cameron Elementary School. He also makes time to coach aspiring leaders who are looking to make the transition from leader to administrator. He is a host of the Guiding Principles podcast, where he encourages visionary school leaders to share the stories of their own leadership journey and celebrates their successes along the way. Welcome to the podcast, Robert.
Well, thank you. It's so good to be here. It's nice to see you, Dan.
Well, tell me about a time when you were in the trenches and managed to crawl out.
Boy, I mean, there's just so many to pick from. So it's like, which story do I tell here? We were entering the COVID-19 era, and we jumped into this brand new school year, and about 3 weeks out, we decided as a district we were creating a remote learning opportunity for our students. And we decided, instead of having that run through one building and one group of teachers, it grew to be so big that we needed to go and do it ourselves. And so they put it back on the schools. And so here we are, we're about ready to start school. We got teachers coming back and they're just hearing about this for the first time. So needless to say, I was a little shorthanded when we started out the school year. I was missing a teacher and I had to jump in and start teaching. Mm-hmm. And so I've been teaching fourth and fifth grade virtual this year, as well as running my school.
Wow.
And it was probably the best thing that could have happened, because being in there with my teachers and facing the challenges that they're facing, because my teachers are trying to teach face-to-face and also teach virtual students at the same time. And it has been a real challenge. And so here I am going through all the same learning process they are, learning how to use our new LMS, learning how to go and use all the different tools that students need to access at home, and learning how to use it and engage our students in the learning process. And it was tough, I will not lie. But it connected me to them. It really got me on the same level as them. So when we were having these conversations and when they were sharing their stories of woe with me, like, I was right there with them. I knew what they were talking about and I knew how to support them because I was going through the same problems myself. Mm-hmm. And it really allowed me and them to connect on a different level. And I think during this time of just so much confusion and everybody talking about pivoting and all this other stuff that's going on, our new normal, it really allowed me to work with them and talk with them and understand what they were going through, so that when people were saying, hey, what can we do to support you? I was really able to talk in depth about what do teachers need right now. Mm-hmm. And making sure that we were doing the very best that we could to find solutions to the problems that they were having at that moment. And I think it really has made me remember what it was like to be a teacher. Mm-hmm. Made me appreciate the work that they do every single day. And it has really built and strengthened the rapport that I have with my staff here at my school. And I think that was probably the best thing that could have happened to me this year.
Yeah, and it's such a inspiring time for principals to, like, you know, kind of get in there with the teachers. And, you might not be too far removed from the classroom, but there's principals that haven't taught for like 15 years or so. And, you know, if they're able to step in there, maybe not for a period of several weeks, but, you know, at least a day or two when schools are short on subs. And, you know, that's what we're experiencing where I live. There are just a lot of schools, we're doing hybrid, but a lot of schools have to quarantine for a couple weeks, or part of the school has to quarantine and they just don't get enough subs. So You know, taking that time to actually be in there with the kids, finding out what teachers are doing. You know, that's the authentic observation experience, right? Because you're not just that fly on the wall anymore. You're actually doing the work of the teacher. So, no, I think that's a great example of being in the trenches. So you've had your Guiding Principles podcast up and running for about a year. I think it started in September of 19, correct?
It actually started back in July of 2019.
Okay. And so what got you started with that podcast, and where did you get the ideas? And we have some similarities as to some of the people we've worked with, and you've run it by those people as well.
I have. And so, I didn't know much about podcasting at the time. And so I remember back around Christmas time of 2018, 2019, a friend sharing with me the Better Leaders, Better School podcast. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know much about podcasting at the time. And I started listening, and I was listening to Danny talk, and I was like, I really started to buy into the stuff that he was talking about. And I really got excited about it, because like every week there was a new idea and a new person. Mm-hmm. They were sharing their stories, and I was like, oh, I love these ideas. And I'm starting to build upon it. And it really kind of led me to, I wanted to do something similar. Mm-hmm. I love the idea of sharing stories and helping people really kind of hear new ideas, getting people excited about trying different things, and trying to really help others makes the school and the learning environment better for their students and staff. And mm-hmm. So it's something that really kind of all of a sudden hit me, and I really wanted to do. And so I had this idea, and I started doing one-on-one support with Danny, Danny Bauer, and him and I started talking and started running ideas by him. And he suggested I take my idea and I run it past my mastermind group. Mm-hmm. And so I took it in there, and it was so funny. I was so excited about it. And I'm presenting it to him, and I had the cover made, and I had people on Facebook. They voted on the name of the show, and I did all this stuff.
Yeah.
He got in there and I presented my idea, and Chris left word. And I mean, it was just such a timely comment, but he said, Rob, what makes your show any different than every other leadership podcast out there? And it hit me. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm just mimicking what everybody else is doing. Uh-huh. And then next thing you know, they all just started firing these different ideas at me. And a couple things that really stuck was, I needed to celebrate leadership. I needed to take time to recognize the great things that leaders were doing, because mm-hmm. how often do we get celebrated? How often do we hear praise from other leaders about the great things that we're doing? And so one of the ideas that was presented to me was to reach out to colleagues. Mm-hmm. So I reach out to every guest that's on my show, and I ask for three colleagues, and I email them asking me to give the feedback about a principal or assistant principal or director, or whoever it is, about their leadership style and things that they do that separates them from other leaders they've ever worked for. Mm-hmm. And I share that with them on the show. So the first time they hear it is when they're on my show. Mm-hmm. And so it's really interesting to see how they react. And we really dig into the stuff they talk about. And I allow them to expound upon the ideas that, you know, their colleague has shared with us, and really kind of let them reflect on the great things that they're doing. And so it has been really interesting. I mean, I've had guests cry. I've had guests get choked up and say, hey, I need a minute. Mm-hmm. Wow. It's been a really positive experience, but it has really helped kind of separate my show from some of their shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's, a unique idea that you actually, you know, thought of that, like getting those clips from the colleagues, and not letting the guests know what they're saying, really. And, you know, you're just playing it as you record, and, you know, hearing those things of what others think of that leader and their leadership and how they are to work with, you know, that's a unique idea. I hope mine as well is a little bit like, you know, going out of the trenches, and people I've talked about my podcast with, you know, like, okay, this is a time where we need to hear about, you know, stories of people who, you know, they might not think the trenches are necessarily negative, like your response, you know, you're in there with the teachers. So that's, you know, it's a positive thing. So it's not necessarily viewed as a negative, but.
Absolutely.
Why was the summer of 19 a good time for you to get started with the podcast? Was it something you thought about for a while?
It wasn't. So it was something I was kicking around. And so what's funny is, so my wife's family, they all live up in right outside of Cleveland, Ohio. Mm-hmm. And so every year my wife, over the summer, because she's a teacher and I'm a principal, so I work all summer. So she takes our children up and stays with her parents for about 3 to 4 weeks every summer. They have a pool, and, you know, they all get to relax, and she has some assistance because we have 4 children. So it kind of helps her out a little bit. And so I was like, well, this is a great time, because when I come home, it's just me at my house by myself. So I was like, I'm going to start getting some guests on. I'm going to record these shows. And so I recorded about 15, 16 episodes over the summer, and just got to meet all these different leaders. and I started putting out there. And I learned really, really quick that producing a podcast is a lot more work than people think. Yeah. And I'm sure you know that, like with the editing piece and getting it ready, getting it published and the marketing of it. And so the first year I got started, and real quick, I put out my 15, 16 episodes, and I was like, oh boy, what happens now? And I ran short on episodes. And so my season one ended quickly. And then season two, I got back at it this summer, and I really realized that I'm now releasing every other week. You know, like talking to some different friends and different people, they gave me great advice to the fact that if I'm going to continue to do my own show, I need to give it time, and I need to be able, like, I like to get people on. I like to talk to people, and I edit my show to kind of fit the need of really telling the story about what people need to know and hear. And so doing all that myself, like, I like doing it. I really enjoy it. It's something I'm passionate about, and it has been a great learning opportunity for me. So, like, the stress that I feel from my job at times and stuff like that, going home and sitting and working and editing a podcast, it's so relaxing.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. So that was really how I got into it and the things that I've learned from it. You know, people think, you hear all these podcasts out there and you listen to them and they're just so amazing and they're great. But the time and effort that goes in to make them sound the way they sound, it's a lot more than I think what a lot of people understand it to be.
Yeah. I resonate with you on that. But, you know, there is a lot of time and effort getting the podcast episode out. But then, you know, it's kind of like a hobby. You pick up, you kind of get, like, used to interviewing people. You know, it's something you really want to do. You feel like, there's that purpose behind that, right? Because you're reaching out to those leaders that really can make a difference with the conversation that you're having with them on the podcast. You also host the Bring More STEAM podcast for your school district. So tell me a little bit about that, and if it's student-led or if it's more of a professional development type podcast.
It's more of a communication piece. It's more of a getting my community better informed about the stuff that we're doing in our district. So, you know, in North Carolina, there's been a lot of competition between charter schools and private schools and public schools. And, you know, we all have different rules and regulations we have to follow, but you hear a lot of publication on radios and see it on TV about all the great things that these charter and private schools are offering. Well, now public education, we're not able to do that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So for me, what I was trying to do was really highlight STEM education within public education, because you don't hear a lot about it. A lot of people who aren't in schools don't know much about what we do. And so I really wanted to highlight the great things that some of these amazing teachers were doing in our schools to really push forward the idea of STEM education, and to really kind of highlight that these are the things that we're doing that people probably don't know about, and really kind of exploring the idea behind what is STEM education. What does it mean for when people say STEAM education? What does that look like? How is that different? And really kind of opening up people's eyes to the potential and the things that we are able to do in public education. And so that was really an important way for me to just kind of build my leadership within the community and in our district to kind of show, like, hey, I'm going to highlight some of the great things they're doing. So that was last year. Now, this year, we have taken it to the next step. We're actually created a podcast for beginning teachers, and that's called Stacking the Deck. Mm-hmm. And it is actually based off the work of The Wild Card by Hope and Wade King, I believe it is. Okay. And they have a book, and it's called The Wild Card, and it talks about the Joker and about self-doubt. Like, the first chapter we just did, it was all about self-doubt. And what we started doing is we're taking these chapters, and we are talking to, like, our teacher of the year, we are talking to different principal of the year, different educational leaders throughout our school system, and we're really kind of trying to highlight their stories about what it was like for them to be a beginning teacher. Mm-hmm. So that when our beginning teachers are listening to these, they're able to reflect back on the book that they just read, but they're also able to hear the stories about how it was when those teachers, who are now, you know, celebrated teachers within our district, and what it was like for when they were beginning teachers. And the idea is to give them hope, and to build and to just inspire them to be the best that they can be and to get better every single day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so inspiring to have that as part of your school district. And you also told me in the pre-chat how you're making the podcasts that you're involved with part of your professional goals. And we don't often hear that as part of somebody's professional goals, but it's a great thing to have as, you know, professional development.
Well, and it does. And so, the first podcast was about building community. Now this podcast is about professional development for beginning teachers. I do another podcast for my school that is with students, And that one is just, it's a simple book reflection. And it's just the Cameron, it's called The Principal's Corner. And it's about, I just bring students in and the books that they're reading, we sit and we do a video podcast. And basically they're just talking about the different things they love about the books. And the idea is that we wanted to get more kids reading. And we were trying to almost like advertise the books that we have in our library to get kids excited about reading those different books. But it's also been another great communication piece with parents. And what parent doesn't want to see their kid, you know, on the video screen and presenting, talking about different books. So it has been a real community connection piece for us, but then it's really given the children an opportunity to try something they've never done before, to really kind of just get on, and they're learning about, you know, we have our own program here where we do a news station. And so our fourth and fifth grade students produce a news episode every week. And basically it's highlighting some of the great stuff that is happening around Cameron Elementary. And so that we took it one step further. Now we're working with our K-5 students and giving them a chance to learn about podcasting and learn about video casting and how all that works. And so it's been a really great experience for our kids. And honestly, I love doing it. So it's a nice way for me to tie it right into my leadership goals.
Yeah, and kids really take off on that. They're, you know, they have so much fun making those videos and putting them out to the school and seeing themselves when it's shown in their classroom or online with their class. Let's backtrack a little bit. We talked a little bit in the pre-chat about both of us are part of the Better Leaders, Better Schools Mastermind. And what got you interested in the Mastermind? And you're also involved in another Mastermind as well. So tell me a little bit about your experience and the difference between the two Masterminds.
So I got involved with Danny's Mastermind, which is the Better Leaders, Better Schools Mastermind, through the podcast I started hearing about. And then Danny and I connected on Twitter, and he put out a blog post. And I remember going to his site and then checking out the blog post. And I signed up for his weekly newsletter, and I saw about it. And I was like, oh, you got to apply to be on it in his mastermind. And so I reached out to Danny and asked him some questions, and he encouraged me to apply. So I applied, got accepted in. And I remember specifically, like, I had a lot of self-doubt going into the mastermind program and what it was going to be like. But I remember on his website, he had a story about he was trying to host this leadership dinner, and he would invite all these different leaders over and stuff, and nobody really came. And I remember thinking to myself, like, it was so easy to relate, because we all have different leadership styles. We all have different leadership aspirations, things that we want to do, and not everybody always aligns. And so with Danny's Mastermind program, he was bringing like-minded individuals who had very similar goals and aspirations, trying to bring them together and really giving them a place where they could connect and talk and work through problems and just come up with some new innovative ideas. And I remember going to my first mastermind, and I wasn't sure about it. I remember sitting there, and they had this guy on the hot seat, which is Danny's opportunity where you can go and, you know, put out a problem, and then everybody kind of gives you feedback on it. And I remember specifically Chris Jones, and he was responding to one of the questions, and he was sharing some of his own concerns, some of his own ideas. And I'm sitting there listening to this guy, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm buying everything he says. Which was weird, because Chris is a high school principal up in Massachusetts, of a very large high school. Him and I have nothing really in common, because I'm an elementary school principal at a small rural school. Like, but yeah, we had the same concerns, the same ideas, the same things that we really wanted to talk about and really kind of get out there. And I instantly knew, like, I'm in the right place, because I would start talking to some of these other people in the mastermind and listening to the stuff that they're talking about. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm experiencing the same things. And hearing the way they talked about it, and hearing the ideas that they were coming up with, it was just so inspiring. And it really kind of helped me kind of get over some of the own hurdles that I was facing, and really started to excel and to build upon my leadership skills, and really started building myself up and taking new chances and trying new things and really kind of getting out there to see how far I could take my leadership and what I could do to start helping others and start serving others, because there's a lot of leaders out there that are also struggling with the same idea, that you feel so alone so often, like, because, you know, you're not really a teacher anymore. You're not a senior staff member. You're kind of at your school, and like, you're there to lead that school, and who's going to be there to assist you? And so having this group of people that I can meet with on a weekly basis and kind of bounce ideas off has just been such a great resource for me. I've really enjoyed it. And you asked about the new mastermind that I belong to, and it's actually hosted by Teach Better Team. Jeff Gargis and Chad Ostrowski, Ray Hewitt, and Dave Schmidto, they have created a Leadership Mastermind, and this one's free. It doesn't cost a cent. And they meet on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern time, and they meet at 6 or 7 p.m. Eastern time. So they offer two, and they're both on Tuesday. But they've been a great experience. And the same idea is talking to all these different leaders who, but this group is more focused on really kind of helping each other and really kind of supporting each other in the fact of, like, here's what's going on in the world today. We're focused on the stuff that's now. Whereas Danny's Mastermind is focused on how are we going to make schools better? How are we going to lead better so that our schools become better? So they're little different mindsets, but in the, they both give me the same thing. They both give me that connection with other great and amazing school leaders. And they really kind of help drive me and keep pushing me to become a better leader myself.
So what I'm hearing you saying is maybe the Teach Better team is more the micro level, and the Better Leaders, Better Schools is more the macro level, like the big picture ideas, correct?
Absolutely. But they both have something special to offer. I mean, for me, it's not really about the big picture, the small picture, like the micro macro. It's more about the connections I'm making. It's about the friendships I'm developing and the ideas that these groups are helping me generate. And that's really why I do the mastermind programs, is because it is a place for me to go in and bounce ideas off of. It's a safe place where I can come in and I can throw something completely off the wall and nobody's going to judge me. Everybody's going to give me feedback, whether it's positive or negative, but they're all going to give me honest feedback and really kind of help me build upon that idea so that when I take it to the next level, it's ready to go and I'm ready to move forward and be successful with it.
Yeah. And that's what I've experienced as well, because it's a no judgment zone, and you know, yes, you build relationships with those people. Let's talk a little bit about your vision on your website. You, Beyond the Desk Leadership, you talk about wanting to help support aspiring school administrators to become visionary school leaders by helping them move past the title. So how did being part of these masterminds lead you to following your vision of supporting school leaders and your plans now to be a leadership coach yourself?
Well, to be honest with me or with you, you know, I've always, when I started going through the St. Hill's Leadership Academy and started developing my own leadership, like that was something I just said I always wanted to be for teachers. I didn't want to be that principal who sat in his office and going over data and information all day long. I wanted to be in classrooms. I wanted to be there to support teachers and really kind of be out and about. I wanted to be visible. I wanted to build relationships and really develop a school community that was based upon trust and love and really focused on making sure that my teachers were successful so my kids could be successful. And so that's really where the idea of Beyond the Desk Leadership came from, is I believe every leader should work on being visible, being out in schools, and really kind of being an integral part of their school system. And so talking to Danny and really getting to know Danny, I mean, Danny is, if you ever meet Danny and you've ever had a chance to talk to him, like, you instantly know, like, he's the type of leader that I want to aspire to be like. I mean, just his personality and his presence and the way he comes across and his philosophies, they're just so right there. And the work that he is doing to help other leaders, to me, was just so inspiring. And I really Danny became a mentor for me, and I really wanted to try and follow along. And what I loved about Danny was, you know, like, he didn't feel any, there's no competition with Danny. You know, like, Danny has one of the best podcasts, in, you know, out there for leadership. And when I said I want to do a podcast, Danny was like, yeah, let's jump on this. And he started giving me ideas, and he really kind of pushes you along to follow your dreams and follow your ambition, because he believes everybody has a niche. And the niches that are out there right now, you know, there's room for every one of us to get out there. And there's a piece of the pie that we all can take a piece of. And he pushed me towards that. And he was really the one who encouraged me to not just look at a podcast, but how can I start developing this into really helping other leaders? And so that was where that whole idea of celebrating leadership, but then allowing people to tell their stories. Because the whole idea with the Guiding Principles podcast is to help people build up their leadership toolbox and to inspire them and give them new ideas so they can get out there and start implementing some of these ideas in their own school, so their own schools start getting better. And they start providing more of a solid educational experience for their kids. I mean, because that's really what it comes down to, is we're trying to make sure that everything we do benefits our kids. And that's what I wanted. And so this, by doing the podcast, it gave me that opportunity to do that.
You know, and I think that's so important for any school leader or people who are in large organizations to be a part of some type of a group where they're able to bounce ideas off of others. There are so many leaders who aren't part of such a group. So from what you've observed, maybe with leaders you've worked with or just people that you know in general or even taking, you know, your master's degree program, what are typical struggles that leaders face when they're not part of some type of coaching PLN or committee, mastermind, any of these type of things where they're learning from others?
They get stuck on an island. You know, you get stuck in that sense of you constantly feel the pressure. You constantly feel that self-doubt of, am I making the right decision? Am I doing the right thing? Am I leading in the right direction? And you don't have people to rely on that you can turn to ask questions to. You know, one of the other things is that I think a lot of leaders really struggle with their own fears, they get inside their own head and then start second guessing the decisions that they make. And then when something doesn't go right, they start doubting their leadership. It's so easy for us to get caught in the weeds and get caught up with all the negative that we sometimes miss the positive. And that's really where that mastermind and those different groups and even just a mentoring or coach, they really come in handy because they help dig you out because every leader has gone through it. And the one thing I've learned from my podcast is it doesn't matter if you are at a huge city school, if you're at a small rural school, like we all have very similar stories and we all have very similar experiences. And it's really good to have somebody you can turn to and say, hey, what do I do now? This is what's happening. It really helps to have a group of people that you can talk to and that you can share ideas with and that you can bounce ideas off of. But it's also really nice to have that person that's there to say, hey, I got you. I'll support you in this. And that's the thing I love about it is because if I'm having a bad day, if I just say, you know, I can just post on Vox, like, hey, had a rough day. Next thing you know, I got 5 or 6. What can I do to help you? What do you need? What can we do to support you? It's having that type of support that gets you through those bad days to make sure you can continue having those good days moving forward.
And you also pointed out in the pre-chat how some of these mastermind members, they point out your weaknesses as well, even though you don't necessarily want to hear it. And sometimes there's the same weaknesses that you hear from your wife, but you might ignore those, right? But when you're hearing it from your mastermind colleagues, and you know, you think, okay, well, I probably need to work on this, right?
And you know, it's funny because they do, and you know, it has been a huge benefit for me to even hear, like, sometimes it's hard to hear your own weaknesses, but you don't know what you don't know, right? And so when people start pointing it out and you start hearing it, it allows you to start reflecting. And that, like, I have really made a conscientious effort to work on the way I speak and to become more articulate. And, you know, like, eventually I would love to get into presenting and doing stuff like that. And I listen to some of the people in our group, and I am just awestruck to listen to some of the people and the way they speak, and they're just – they're mesmerizing when they talk and they tell their stories. And I want to be more like that. And I've done a lot of reading and started doing a lot of research. I'm actually started working with a coach on public speaking because I think that these are skills that in the future, whether it is if I decide to move to the next level in leadership or if I decide to go into speaking or writing a book or whatever I decide to do, these are all skills that are going to really help me become a better leader. And so I think, you know, going back to what you were saying is it's good to hear sometimes the stuff that maybe we're not the best at. And it gives you the room to figure out what can I do to improve. And the thing I love about the masterminds programs are they're not just going to say, oh my gosh, you know, you really need to work on this. They're going to say, hey, here's some of the stuff that you need to do. Like, start checking this out. Go to this resource. Go check here. They are a guiding light that's going to go and say, okay, here's where maybe you're struggling, but here's what you can do to go and get better. And if you start working on these, this is how you're going to get there. It is a support group. It is like any support group out there, but these people have become like friends and family. Like, it's amazing. Like, I've never met any of these people in person, but yet, like, I can call any of them at any point in time and they're going to just stop what they're doing and say, hey, Rob, what can I do to help? And that's the thing I love about the mastermind programs.
Yeah. And I really like how you pointed out the guiding light. You know, they're that guiding light helping you through, you know, a period that might be a period of darkness or, you know, a situation that you haven't encountered before. So it's been such a rewarding conversation with some of the things that we both have in common and the experience that we're going through with being part of masterminds. Out of everything we discussed today on the podcast, what's one thing in particular you'd like listeners to remember?
I really want listeners to realize that they're not alone. Like, there are groups and there are people out there who want to help you. Don't ever feel like you have to lead by yourself and that every decision you make, it has to fall on your shoulders. Reach out. Find a friend. Find your tribe. Find your group. If you're going to go with Danny, you know, find your ruckus makers that you get along with and that want to go and have the same mindset as you. But find your people and reach out and really rely on them and trust them that they're going to be able to help you get through those dark days or get through those trouble spots. Because in leadership, there's a lot of barriers and there's a lot of things that are going to pop up and things that are going to throw you off track. And you need those people that you can rely on to really kind of bounce ideas off, to ask for help and know that they're going to help lead you in that right direction, get you back on track to be successful.
Yeah, that's so great to hear. And, you know, when we're meeting these people for the first time, you know, it takes a little bit of time to warm up to them. They, you know, sometimes have been in the group for a while, but, you know, I think once you're there for a couple of weeks or so, you really start to feel as part of the group. So yeah, I really, I resonate in those things that you said about trust them and, you know, reach out because you want to get some support in decisions that you're making as a leader. Well, where can people find you online and connect with you?
Twitter, I'm very active on Twitter. So, and that's just at rbreyer, R-B-R-E-Y-E-R 5-1. And get a hold of me there. You can use the hashtag TGPP. That's the Guiding Principles Podcast hashtag. And I'm on Instagram and it's just at rbreyer. So those are the best ways to get a hold of me.
Well, thank you so much for being on the Out of the Trenches podcast. Have a great rest of your day.
Hey, it was wonderful to be on. Thank you so much for inviting me.